Democrats raised the mandatory minimum levels of coverage for drivers last session for the first time since the 1980s. Governor Walker called those changes anti-consumer and said he was proud to sign their repeal. His action means most auto insurance minimums go back to the way they were before 2009, a change Walker says will keep rates low.
It's ultimately about not only making it more affordable to have car insurance in this state, but ultimately, I think it's one more example of sending a message not just to consumers, but to employers in this state that this is a good state to do business in, that it's one where we try to keep costs reasonable and yet protect the public at the same time, which is exactly what this will do.
The Wisconsin Association for Justice, which represents trial lawyers, issued a statement calling the plan anti-consumer. The association says it will let insurance companies offer underinsured motorist policies that cover less than what drivers think they're paying for. One thing the governor's signature did not change: Wisconsin drivers will still be required to carry auto insurance under the new law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.